Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. With what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Want you to give me that good loving. The crazy, sexy kind of ooh loving. Want you to give me that good loving. It's therapeutic and it's good. Charge my batteries and find a way to release all this tension that's been accumulated.
Want you to make love to me, baby, here and now, till I can get enough.
I can't get enough.
Baby, break me open, turn this body out until the sun comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Like when the rain is hit, the saddle needle fits in the
gap.
We can synchronize together, make sweet music.
Want you to stay in the groove in the pocket and break it all the way down till you're drowning.
You to give me that good loving.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Kia D Plug Show. We are live tonight here on We Talk Radio Network right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Shout out to all my Dallas-Fort Worthians, you know, everybody. Matter of fact, all over the globe, we got to shout out to you because everybody is tuning in, everybody, everywhere. And I just got to say thank you tonight. Appreciate the love as our team continues to grow and our listenership continues to grow. You know, we're going to continue to be the best we can be and bring you the best. And that's kind of what happens every single day. Like yesterday, the best of the best happened yesterday. I actually was featured on the E-Man After Show. Shout out to E-Man and Mandy who had me on their show. They have an excellent show every single week. So you got to tune in. I mean, they've got all kind of stuff. So make sure you tune in every single Sunday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you'll love it. But last night they had me on, and we got to talk about me and my story and why I started We Talk Radio and my nonprofit and my beautiful children and my family and all kinds of great stuff. It was a good show. Excellent show. So part one aired last night. We didn't even realize last night that there might be a part two, but there's going to be a part, definitely going to be a part two, because we didn't even get to dive deep into, you know, everything. We just kind of scratched the surface. So, yeah, lots of great things happened last night. So it was really good. Tonight, we were supposed to have little Riley Davis. I mean, I can't call her little Riley Davis anymore. I think I'll always call her little Riley Davis. My daughter, Riley, you know, she is an incredible wrestler. She is currently placed fourth in the state UIL championship that happened in February. So she's fourth in the state of Texas right now. So I'm super excited for her. She's headed off to college in a couple months. She'll be turning 18 in about a month and a half. And so many great things for her. She was Wrestler of the Week a couple weeks ago, and tomorrow she'll be honored by the school board and the administrative staff for her school district, and so many amazing things that are happening for her. And I'm really excited. I want to honor her and talk about all those great things and why she decided to get into wrestling and how she feels about it, because I'm sure she may have, you know, may have wanted to throw in the towel a couple times. So you can't get that good and you ain't had some bad times. So we're going to talk about that with her on next Monday. And then the following Monday, I'm going to feature another beautiful young lady, and her name is Tamija Smith Moody. She's married now. She's married now. And so she will be featured on the show the following week. And she's an incredible mom, and she's an amazing wife, and she is an extraordinary model. And she's a general manager of an incredible company. So she just does so many incredible things. So I want to honor her and feature her here on We Talk Radio Network. Now, for those of you who don't know, we are celebrating 14 years, 14 incredible years for We Talk Radio Network. And so, I mean, I don't even know what to say. Like, it's such a blessing to be here 14 years later. Real talk, what's interesting, one thing I didn't get to talk about last night, you know, when I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, but before that, in 2008, 2009, is when I actually got into radio broadcasting, and I actually had started some other networks during that year, 2009 actually. And, you know, just kind of stepped away from the other network that there were two other people that I was in, had that network with, kind of stepped away from them. And for reasons, you know, we'll talk about, maybe I'll talk about it in my book, you know, maybe I'll put it in the book, but it's just some juicy juice. I'll tell you that. It wasn't pleasant. It was definitely a breaking of some sort. You know, nobody broke bones, but we had to sever ties for real. And during that process, it was painful for me, like for real, because, you know, I did all I could do, you know, to kind of keep everything together. And so for it to go all down the way it did, I was very hurt. But I remember in May of 2010, it was right around my sister's birthday, May the 1st. It was right after her birthday. It was the very beginning of May 2010. And we were sitting at her house at the time, her and her husband at the time. Now, I don't think they were married at the time. Maybe they were, because, yeah, maybe they were. Anyways, but I was sitting at her house and his house, and we were just talking, and I was upset, and I just can't believe they would did me like this, and I just can't believe it, and I'm going to come up with my own network, and I'm going to do this. I can do this on my own. And I remember having that conversation and saying all those things. I can do this on my own. I don't need nobody. I can do this on my own. And I had come up with a name. I think it was Let's Talk Radio is what I said. And then my sister was like, well, how about, you know, and she said something else, Round the World Talk Radio, or whatever she said, you know. And then my brother-in-law, shout out to LDOT, Mr. Diddy, my sister, Mr. Diddy, and my brother-in-law, LDOT, shout out to them. But LDOT said, why not We Talk Radio? And I stopped for a second. I said, We Talk Radio. That's it. So shout out to my support system, my family who pulls it all together for me. They probably thought I forgot that. I did not forget. It takes a collaborative effort to put it all together and make it happen. So did not forget that at all. I remember that story. I remember literally making sure I had my shout out to Cassandra Bradford. She helped me get my LLC and, you know, all the things that I needed to make my business work. She helped me put it all together. So there was so many incredible people in my life that have just helped me throughout the way. And I'm excited to really to be where I am today, 14 years later. So been in radio broadcasting for 15 years, but 14 years here with We Talk Radio Network. And we've had some incredible guests on this show. What when I tell you, we've had some amazing guests, people who have absolutely blown my mind, like for real. Selena Johnson, singer Selena Johnson is one of those people. I mentioned him last night, even though it didn't go well. It didn't. The interview just didn't go well. For those of you who know, you know what I mean when I say it just didn't go well back then, you know. I was trying, you know, I'd be trying. I'd give up my energy. I think it just scared Ricky Smiley or something, and he didn't know how to take that energy. Shout out to the late Cynthia Guillory, who actually pulled that interview together. Melinda Hamilton actually got me in the building. Cynthia Guillory, who actually helped me pull, Coach Cynthia Guillory, who actually helped pull that interview together as well. And it was just awesome to, one, be in the building with some great people, and two, be one of the only people that actually got an interview that night. And there were several radio stations there, but I was one of the only people that night to get that interview. I was honored to get that interview with Ricky Smiley. At that time, he was doing his television show that was being aired on TV One. He was doing this huge tour, and he was here in Fort Worth, Texas, doing a tour, and a part of the tour, he was stopping here in Fort Worth, and I got that interview, and I was so excited. Like, oh my goodness, I was so excited. And something happened. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you what happened. I wasn't going to even tell you, but I'm actually going to tell you what happened. I'll be right back. Later on in the show, I got Fern that's going to be joining us. It's going to be a good day. But I'll tell you exactly what happened with the Ricky Smiley interview, why it wasn't pleasant for me. That's one of the only interviews, I've had two actually, but that one right there tops the cake. Of all time embarrassment and hurt I could ever feel. I'll tell you what happened in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of the Kia D Unplugged show on your favorite listening station. This is the one right here. We Talk Radio. Yeah. I wanna know what I can do.
Thank you.
welcome back. That's right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network, where we talk, we listen, and we take action. Stay tuned, because this year, like in the past, you know how we do, we got a lot of stuff coming up, a lot of great events. Met with the team last night, as a matter of fact, right after the E-Man After Show. So we got a lot of good stuff popping for you guys, and we're really, really excited about it. So you'll see us at a lot of venues this year, doing a lot of live events at a lot of different places, and of course, supporting our communities all around the globe. So if you want us to come attend your event, be a part of your event, you know, we've got MCs here. So if you need someone to come out and host your event, if you want someone to come out and just advertise your event, whatever it is, let us know. We got it here for you. Go to our website, WeTalkRadio.com, you can definitely submit an inquiry right there on the website. You could also go to our social media pages. We're all over YouTube and Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook and TikTok, all that good stuff. Just go check us out, because we're on all of them, and you can send us a message and connect with us there. And we're heard on all kinds of listening platforms. So if you got Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and all those other podcasts, we're heard on all of those platforms. So no matter where you are, you can check us out. No matter what you need, we're here for your business or your community, whatever it is. That's what We Talk Radio is, and that's what that action part is all about. So we appreciate you for years and years and years supporting us, and we're going to continue to do what we got to do for you. So one of the things that I want to do is make sure I thank everybody who's tuning in on the phone line and online, and later on who will listen to this tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And even in a year, I want to thank you. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I see you. I'm giving you a big wave, like for real, okay? One of the things that I wanted to also mention is, you know, a lot of the songs that I play here, that we play on We Talk Radio, that I specifically play on my show, let me say my shows, the shows that I MC, a lot of those artists I have specifically interviewed, or someone here on the network has interviewed. So a lot of these songs that you hear, like the one I just played Again and Again by Carmen Rogers, you know, we've had her here on the network. We actually had her on Big Joe's show. Shout out to Big Joe. I'm sure he might stop by tonight. But he has a show called Mind, Body, and Soul, and he interviewed her on his show, and he fell in love with Carmen Rogers, and I could see why, because, I mean, she's so amazing, like, seriously. Another song that I played when I first, one of the songs that I played when I first came on is called In My Groove, and Hill Street Soul, who's from London, she actually is on that song, and as well as Reggie Myricks. And I've, of course, interviewed Hill Street Soul when I think she was in London or Jamaica or wherever she was overseas somewhere, when I did her interview for that show. So I love actually giving you the music from the artists that we actually talk to right here on this network, and you'll hear more music all throughout this day today of artists that I've interviewed and who I love and adore and who I can't wait to get back on the network again. Another song that I played was called Make Some Time. It had a trombone and it had a singer. I've had both of them on, Jeff Bradshaw, who's the hornist, the trombonist, as well as Eric Roberson, who's absolutely an amazing singer. So they have a song together called Make Some Time, and both of them are extraordinary artists. Shout out to Myron Ruffin with Unlimited Wealth Entertainment, who for years has just given just an influx of artists he's connected me with. And I continue to thank him year after year, because, you know, again, a lot of these people that I've connected with over the years, I wouldn't be there without them. So I just got to, you know, give people their flowers because flowers are due. You know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure you are supporting our other radio shows that we have. Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lax. They're coming back really, really soon. Their new season is coming, if I'm not mistaken, in just a few weeks. So check them out every single Sunday when they come back. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. as well as the E-Man After Show on 9 p.m. at 9 p.m. on Sundays with E-Man and Dr. Mandy. Boy, I tell you, oh, man, on Sundays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, right here with me, Kia D, Monday night Central Standard Time. We have so much fun at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I do have another show called After the Lights Go Out. That was one of the things that E-Man mentioned last night. This show actually started back in 2009. So I've had After the Lights Go Out before I even had We Talk Radio Network. I brought this show with me to We Talk Radio Network when I started it. It was one of my first shows, and it's one of the longest running shows. But that show is amazing. It is an adults-only show. Put your kids in the bed. Disclaimer again, put your kids in the bed, because we talk adult like. Now it is something that your local pastor can also attend, you know. It ain't too risque, okay? But we do have fun, and we do have adult conversations, because we do want to have a safe place to have those conversations without being judged, and this is the place to do it. So we are going to be bringing back After the Lights Go Out for all of the people who have been waiting for the premiere of that show to come back again. We're bringing After the Lights Go Out back again, and I'm really excited about it. So be ready. We're going to have some great guests on that show as well. So I also want to thank some of our connections, like Southern Soul Radio. We are now heard as well as all the platforms that We Talk Radio is heard on, Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and this podcast and everything else podcast. We're heard on Southern Soul Radio as well. So I want you to make sure you go check them out. They're literally, it's an incredible platform. And I want to thank all of the listeners who are tuned in right now on Southern Soul Radio. Thank you for your support. We appreciate you coming on over, and we're coming on over to your platform too, Southern Soul Radio. So y'all make sure y'all go on over there and tune in. Again, I want to get back to this Ricky Smiley thing, like for real. You know, before I say that, let me say this. One of my most incredible interviews, I'll tell you more about it in a minute, but it was with an incredible woman by the name of Natalie Stewart, a.k.a. she's also known as the Flowicist, right? She is the second half of Flowetry. And Flowetry, of course, is an English R&B duo that had, of course, Marsha Ambrosia, which is known as the Songstress, and Natalie Stewart, known as the Flowicist. And I got to interview the Flowicist many, many years ago. And I'll tell you about that interview here in a minute. But I'm going to get back to Ricky Smiley. What's up? I got a chance to interview Ricky Smiley, and I'm thinking this might have been, 2016, something like that, when he had a brand new television show. It might have even been before that. Anyways, he had a brand new television show that was airing on TV One Tuesday nights at 7 p.m., and he was doing a tour, and on this tour, he was, of course, talking about this television show and how funny it was going to be and all the incredible things about it. And I'm telling you, you know, one of the people that I've looked up to in my radio career, even before I had my radio career, I looked up to Ricky Smiley, you know. And so I was very, very excited when I got an invitation as a newer, you know, I started in 2010. So I'm still a newer radio company, if you will, radio network. And so I was very, very excited to know that I was going to be there with a lot of constituents and people in the community and leaders and other, you know, whoever. I knew it was going to be big, and I knew it was going to be amazing. And it was a beautiful event. Ricky Smiley, you know, was on stage for a while on the inside. You know, it was, you know, they of course talked about the show, and there were, you know, it was awesome, you know. And then they dismissed, and of course everyone was leaving, and there was a red carpet and a backdrop and all that good stuff outside, and Ricky Smiley was taking pictures with the people that were the patrons that had come out to see him. And it was a private event because it was not open to the public. I can tell you that right now, it wasn't open to the public. And so, or unless they gave out tickets to the public and that was it, because I can tell you right now, it would have been a lot more people there had it actually been open to all of the public. So it was not. But there were selective people that were there, and it was awesome. And I was honored to be one of the people that was in the building. And so I'm standing outside waiting with these business leaders and these community leaders that have invited me out to this event. I'm standing on the sidelines waiting with them humbly on Ricky Smiley to complete all of the pictures. And I'm smiling because, you know, I'm very patient. You know, I'm very excited, but also very patient. It didn't matter how long it took. I would have waited all night for him to take every last picture with every patron that wanted to take a picture with him. And I patiently stood and waited my turn. Now, I didn't have my videographer or photographer with me that night because I got the call like, boom, can you be here? Yes, I can. I didn't even have time to really get nobody that could be there. But I knew that because at this point, I had been in the industry for a little bit. I knew every time I went somewhere, I was probably going to know the photographer or videographer. And just so happened, I did. And so I asked the videographer, would he please video and take pictures of my interview? He said, absolutely, girl, you know, I got you. We done worked on a couple projects together. He was elated to help us out. And so it was my turn to go up. And I was excited. And y'all know me, I got all this energy. It's just natural. You know, it is what it is. Kia D. And so here I am, Kia D. Stepping up to the plate, Ricky Smiley's already standing in front of the backdrop. I walk up to Ricky Smiley. I shake his hand. Hi, Mr. Smiley. I'm Kia D with We Talk Radio. I'm excited to do this interview. Here we go. He was like, here we go. And all of a sudden, my camera guy says, 3, 2, 1, action. And my time comes. And I'm like, that's right, it's your girl Kia D holding it down for We Talk Radio Network, standing here with an incredible man. That's right, he's running the universe right now. It is the incredible Ricky Smiley. He has a TV show premiering this Tuesday night on TV One, 7 p.m. You gotta check it out. Ricky Smiley, tell us more about this show. And Ricky Smiley began to completely clown me right there in front of those business constituents and business leaders and community leaders that were all standing around and all the other patrons and all the people and this cameraman and the camera. And he says, he begins to laugh at me, I guess, because my energy was too much for him. And he says, where are you from? And I said, I'm from Fort Worth. And he says, funky town. And I kept trying to get him back into the interview. I kept going back into trying to ask him questions about the show. And he just kept laughing me off and funky town. And I know I'm from funky town. I love funky town. I love being from funky town. But at that point, I wanted to make a good impression because I had a lot of people around the room and I knew this was a big moment for me and they trusted me with this moment. And I didn't know, I knew what to do as a professional, but I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. And so at that point, I knew I couldn't rein him back in because I kept trying everything to get him to get back on track, to answer some questions about this TV show. And I couldn't get him back on track. And I said, that's right, it's your girl, Kia D. I closed it out. Hold it down for We Talk Radio Network. Y'all check out the show every Tuesday. That's right, coming this Tuesday, every Tuesday. Check it out, 7 p.m. right there on TV One. That's right, got my main man, Ricky Smiley, right here. I mean, I did what the professional thing to do was because I am a professional. I shook Ricky Smiley's hand and walked off. But I knew that I was embarrassed, especially when I saw the faces of the people that had invited me there. It was like you could tell they felt sorry for me because they were also embarrassed for me. It was very embarrassing. Shout out to Ricky Smiley. All good. I ain't mad. You know what I'm saying? It's a part of my journey. It's a part of my story. It's something that happened. And, you know, it is what it is. Love to tell you about my Flo's story. I'll be right back and I'll tell you more about that one. That one actually is very touching. I cry all the time. I guess I was about to say, I don't cry a lot. That's a lie. Let me not lie to my people because y'all my people. I like being transparent because I do cry. Your girl be crying sometimes. Not all the time, but I cry over small stuff sometimes, you know, like movies and, you know, stuff like that. I did shed a little tear during this interview, you know, because it was a little, for me, it was like a pivotal moment in my career, like for real. Outside of that, that was a pivotal moment with Ricky Smiley. This one right here, this interview, another pivotal moment. I'll tell you about it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is the Kia D Unplugged Show. Thank you all for tuning in around the globe. I love you, Australia and China and Africa and everywhere, all over the globe that you're tuning in, all over the United States as well. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with more of the Kia D Unplugged Show in just a brief moment. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, oh, baby. Oh, baby. Y'all know I had to do something for the devil. Come on, baby. Give me your love. Come on, babe. Come on, babe. Give me your love. Oh, every time I look at you, I see someone so beautiful. Girl, I don't deserve your love. Pick me up when I'm down. Make me smile when I frown. Don't you ever take your love away from me.
You're my sunshine.
Unplugged Show. Super excited to be here with y'all tonight. Now, that was an artist that I have not interviewed. I said most of these artists I've interviewed, I have not interviewed that one. That right there was a joint called It Never Rains by R&B soul prodigy Terry Harris. That is courtesy of J&G Entertainment. I actually love that song. Shout out to Terry Harris. Can't wait to get you on, brother. Real talk. I'm excited to be here tonight. If you guys just missed it, we just finished talking about how in the world I got embarrassed. When I say embarrassed in these streets, whoo, in these internet streets by Ricky Smiley, personally, in person, face to face, on camera, recorded. I told him delete that. I said, listen, if you ain't never deleted nothing quick in your life, delete it. I actually reached out to him years later, and I was like, hey, shout out to Fred. Reached out to Fred years later. Hey, Fred, you still got that video? He was like, nah, you told me to delete it. I deleted it. I was like, okay. Because I wanted to see it at that point. Years later, I was over it. Now, by that time, I wanted to see it. Now, I still have our picture that we took. So I may have to share that at one point on our social media platforms. That way y'all can see that picture of me and Ricky Smiley. But, yeah, it was definitely a tragic story. If you want to hear more about it, just rewind the show when we get done tonight. Go back to the beginning. You know, you can hear that. Okay. But there was a young lady that I interviewed that I was telling you about just a minute ago. Flo Assist, of course, she is a part of an incredible group called Flowetry. Natalie Stewart is her name, and they call her the Flow Assist. And Marsha Ambrosia, of course, was the other portion of that R&B duo, and she was called the Songstress. And I remember interviewing Natalie Stewart, and that interview was like 2 hours long. You know, sometimes you think, man, people don't have time for you, and the interview's not going to be that long, and you know, because I guess maybe I'm a great conversationalist, I don't know, or maybe I just made her feel comfortable. Whatever it was, we were on the phone for about two hours, we were on the line, and we had an amazing conversation. For me, it was life-changing, and I think I mentioned that before. One of the reasons why I say it was life-changing is because, you know, throughout that entire conversation, you know, all I kept thinking is, man, this is the Flow Assist. This is the Flow Assist. You know, I was nervous, but her voice was so relaxing. And, you know, she's from London, I think. I can't even remember right now. My apologies. I'm sorry, Natalie. I'm sorry, Flow Assist. I can't remember, but that voice was just beautiful. And she was overseas when we were talking. Wherever she was overseas. And, beautiful voice. And she was just so comforting. Her voice was just so amazing and so soothing. And I just was melting in it. And we just had this great conversation. But during about 3/4 of the way of that conversation, and I'll probably end up playing that interview at some point so you guys can hear it. Not today, but I'll play it at some point in time. I'll let you know when. But at about 3/4 of the way into that conversation, she began to tell me a story about a situation that happened with her and Michael Jackson. And Michael Jackson had just passed away. He had been passed away a couple years at that point by the time we did our interview, but it was still very, very fresh for a lot of people, you know, because everybody, you know, loved Michael Jackson. It took a long time for people to get through that. Some people ain't through it. They still can't get through it, right? But she had a very special relationship with Michael Jackson. And she began to tell me a situation, an account that she had with Michael Jackson. And by the time she finished telling me this beautiful story of a situation that happened between her and Michael Jackson, she said to me, you know, I've never told anybody that story before. And when she said that to me, that was like in my radio career, that was like a big deal for me, for somebody to have been on countless radio interviews, countless television interviews, and could have told that story at any point. Yet she took the time on the Kia D Unplugged show on We Talk Radio Network to tell the world a story, to tell our We Talk Radio family an account of her life that she had never told anybody. That right there touched me. That was beautiful. And I realized I had a gift. I've got a gift. I got a gift from God, and I got to keep going. So when E-Man, you know, all throughout the year last year, I had a rough year. And if you don't know about it, I'm not going into my rough year, because that rough year is in the past. It happened last year. But I did talk about it. I talked about it last night. And so if you want to hear more of that show, go check it out from last night. You can definitely go hear that. It was an amazing show on the E-Man After Show with E-Man and Dr. Mandy. I had an amazing time. Shout out to everybody who was tuned in. I appreciate the love. The love came through. Real was shining through, real talk. But that interview for me had to really be one of the most special and powerful interviews that I have ever had. And I am elated to say that I had the Flow Assist on my show and that I got to interview her, and that she told me something she never told anybody else. That felt good. So to have a moment like Ricky Smiley embarrassing me, you know, yeah, it meant something, but to have moments like where I have people like that on my show, and another person I had on my show that even before that, the guy who sang out there on the ocean. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I can't remember his name right now. I know my ship is coming in. I can't even believe it. I can't believe I can't remember his name. I can't believe it because I had the biggest crush on him for many years. And then I found out he was married and I dropped that crush because I don't do married men. Sorry. I cannot remember his name. But when I had him on, that was also a pivotal moment for me because his song was hot. His song was amazing. On the Ocean was absolutely incredible. And so to have him on the network was like a dream come true. So when stuff like Ricky Smiley stuff, you know, I brush that off, you know, real talk. Big shout out to my radio family, my family of radio personalities. We're doing big things this year. We're doing some amazing things this year. And I'm going to bring my Fern in so we can talk about it a little bit. What's up, Fern?
What's going on, Queen?
How are you, lovely?
Hey, I'm blessed and highly favored, Queen. How are you?
Listen, I'm glad to be among the land of the living, having my toes, my fingers, my mind, my life, my heart, everything intact, honey. Blessed, do you hear
that
me?
Part.
Okay. And highly favored,
yes,
ten toes
yes.
down in it, okay? No complaints about it, Queen. Real talk. That's where I'm at. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Indeed.
Indubitably.
Listen, real talk. It's been some attacks. The enemy will try you, you know, real talk. You gotta stand ten toes down in what you know and what you believe, you know what I'm saying? And I believe, you know, I believe that we're gonna make it through. So I always stand ten toes down in that. We haven't been here. It was about a year. You know what I'm saying? That we've been, you know, off the air, you know, on the show and took some time, you know, to kind of get my stuff together. And now we're back. So I'm excited.
Look, I've been ready. Just walking
I know.
And waiting.
I already know.
You know,
listen, we got to. I haven't been, you know, usually, you know, we do some news stories and talk about what's going on in the community and in the world and politics and all of that stuff. I haven't been watching any news lately. Have you?
It's the person.
Yeah.
It's a lot of mess.
Constant.
It's a
constant
lot of
mess.
Messy wow.
Constant mess. Seriously. Yeah, constant mess. Yeah, constant. And I refuse. I'm like, I can't even cut the TV on. I just, you know, I'm trying to do, you know, my peace and my light. It's what I need.
Yes.
So I'm staying in that lane.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, eventually,
yes,
I'll get back into it. Eventually, I'll get back into it, and I will, you know, we'll start talking about some new stories. But we'll try and keep it on the light side. I can't do a whole lot of death. Now, I am bringing back. We're bringing back After the Lights Go Out.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah, baby.
Ooh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
people say they need that after the lights go out and they laugh now.
That is needed. That is needed. Now, you know, when the lights go out, after you put the kids to bed and the lights go out, that's when the good, as they say, conversation starts.
That part.
Okay.
That's the real reality. That's the real reality radio. Quit playing.
Play with me, Smokey.
Trying to tell you. That's the real reality radio.
Yeah,
so we tell you to put your kids to bed for a reason. Again, like I tell everybody, your local pastor can tune in to this show. It is not that risque. Although, because your local pastor, I'm sure, has a wife and they haven't. Adult time together.
That part. We just put everything out there in front of people. we say what they won't say.
Look, and they better be having adult time if they want to keep that marriage tight and right.
They better. They better keep some grease on it.
Trying to tell ya. We're going to talk about that. Like, all kinds of stuff on that show we talk about. One of the things that, matter of fact, go ahead and put your kids in the bed. Put your kids in the bed real quick. Go ahead and get them some animal crackers. Send them in the living. Matter of fact, it's almost 9 o'clock. They should be in the bed getting ready for school in the morning. Put some kids in the bed real quick. Let's have a conversation. You know, After the Lights Go Out is one of those shows where, you know, we have conversations where we do talk about adult talk, sex after 30, sex after 40, sex after 50, sex after 60. You know, what does it look like for, you know, people? Because people are trying to figure out, you know, trying to have a conversation about it. You know, there's things and challenges and stuff they're dealing with. And those are kind of some of the conversations that we have on that show. Big Joe comes along and adds his spin in. He loves that show.
You know, you stopped at 60, but I ran across some 70-year heroes out there still trying to...
Listen.
You know.
It don't stop.
The older
you know
get,
it don't
the worse you get.
We
the
did
older,
stop
the
series.
The worse you get.
That part. Now, we did stop the series at 60, but that does not mean if we bring that series back that we cannot discuss sex after 70, even 80. You see what I'm saying? Even 90. I would love to talk to some 90-year-olds that is out here making it happen. Do you hear me, okay? I would love it. What you drinking? I've been drinking. What is it? Tell me. We all want to know.
What is it? Give me that remedy.
That part. Everybody wants the secret. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but we have great conversations. We keep it adult-like. Tell your friends, tell your mama, tell your pa. You know, it goes down on the show, you know. So, I had somebody.
Tell your cousin-in-law.
Tell them. I had somebody come to me recently. This is one of the topics that we'll be talking about real soon on After the Lights Go Out. I had actually somebody come to me recently and show me a TikTok. And on this TikTok, boy, we live by TikTok, don't we? Boy, we just live by TikTok and Twitter and Facebook and Instagrams.
Yeah.
We just live by it.
You know, it's so sad that you said that because it's the truth. You know, society now don't know how to function without social media. I remember back in the day when we didn't have social media like today. I remember back before the cell phones came out when you had to go to a pay phone. You had to use a rotary phone. Most kids nowadays look at a rotary phone and ask, what is this? They don't have a clue on how to use it. Technology is going to be the death of the world because people can't survive in today's times without it. And that's sad.
You know, I remember the days of the phone book.
That part.
I remember the days when we had to use a map, a physical piece of paper
to get
from one location to the next. It wasn't on a contraption or a phone or anything. It was on a piece of paper. And if that map was outdated and they had added in some new roads, you might be a little screwed because you might get a little lost.
That part, for your phone. You better know how to detour your way around. You better know more ways than one to get through that.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm going to bring somebody in real quick. I think it's E-Man. It might be E-Man and Dr. Mandy. Let me see if they want to come in real quick. I wonder if he remembers. He might not remember. He ain't old enough for this. He might not be old enough for this. Do you remember the map?
Yes, I remember the map for sure.
Oh, don't play. E-Man, you ain't old enough.
Listen, you stop by the convenience store and get you a map, man.
You room two on the
what
left.
You talking about? I'm
a
sister, bro.
Back then, if you had
I'm
a map back in the day, you was bossing.
You feel me?
You was bossing.
That part.
Listen. I bet you don't remember the phone book, E-Man. You ain't old enough for that.
The yellow pages, listen. Your last name
and
Davis.
And the white.
the black pages, that's how we advertise, you know? You can find out anything you want to know in the yellow pages and the black pages.
Yes, indeed.
Do y'all remember... Everything. Do y'all remember we didn't have area codes?
You sure?
Oh,
right.
Man,
what is it? Whatever, you didn't have none of that area code stuff. You just
none
dialed
of
that number.
Yeah, I remember right. when they started adding area codes in, I was mad. And then they added
the rotary phone. In some places, and I'm going to say it like this. In a lot of country rural towns in different states, it was always 10 to 15 years behind the city.
Mm-hmm.
So people in the city experienced a lot of things before people in the country did.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, back you had those phones, you had to call the operator. You had those washing machines that just had the washing part, and you had to stick it through that rolling pin part. And if you didn't
watch
it, you rolled up in that too. I ain't telling my age anything.
Goodness.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That is
funny.
This
is Women's History Month. And since we got two women on the line tonight, can y'all remember, what did they call them at our grandmamas? Our mama used to hang them balloons in the bathtub. What they call them?
Don't play, man.
You wrong, man.
Y'all said this is after the Life Go Out show tonight, right?
Let me go and tell you what
y'all,
it
hope
is.
Y'all kids in the bed,
say,
you know.
Say, I hope they're in the bed, too. Say, man, you come out them dish bags, player.
Is that what they call? Man, listen. I'm so tired. I'm
My
so
mama,
tired of seeing it on a clothes hanger.
Oh,
my goodness.
That's
so funny. Oh, my goodness.
You always
try
to get on the end.
It wasn't on. Yeah. Fern, listen. Boy,
oh, my
gosh.
Oh,
how you doing, Fernie? What's
funny.
The dealio?
Hey, baby, what's going on? It's all good, baby. It's all good. Just trying to hang in there.
Yeah. Well, we hanging.
Yeah,
to hear
like
you tonight.
This bag was hanging.
Boy.
Oh,
that is funny.
Ladies and gentlemen. Hope y'all got y'all lights out. Y'all kids in the bed, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I saw that. Ooh, I hope
that is
hilarious. And listen. Now, E.
Mm-hmm.
You know about them bags hanging. Say, did you ever smell it? Like the water that dripped out of it? Did you ever smell it?
Oh, my
God. For sure that.
Hey, like, what did it smell like, E? What did it smell like? What they put in that bag?
I don't know what they put in it.
That is hilarious.
But it wasn't no olive oil. That's for sure.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
man.
Listen, every woman who has ever used that bag is laughing their behind off right now. Oh, man, that's funny.
Say, man, say, look. See, back in the days, I didn't understand why they always had a lot of vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
Vinegar.
That's what they used.
That was the apple cider. No. That was the apple cider vinegar. No, that was that was vinegar, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was.
I used to be like, oh my God, like, why you gotta do that? You stay. I just, you know, hey. But that was just what they did.
That was what they did. You know, I wonder if that, I mean, is that clinically proven? I mean, I just.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, you know, doctors have always said that you really should not do it. Sometimes you may have to, you know, because of the monthly issue that women have. But other than that, when you have your monthly cycle, that's your body cleansing itself. That's part of the way your body cleans itself. And they said when you douche, it takes out all your moisture that you have in there and it dries you out. And you don't need to be dried out.
And I'm sure vinegar dries you out even more.
Baby! We keep clean, baby. Look, they said tighten it back up for him.
That part. That you know what, Queen? You show right. Tighten it back up for him. You show right.
Yeah,
that's exactly gonna draw it right on in. Whoop. You show right.
I'm telling you, that's what they told me. I asked questions.
Got it. Got it. I'm
happy,
glad you did.
Happy Women's Month, everybody.
Oh,
it's
the TLD
Unplugged
Month.
Show. It's Unplugged the Show.
That is funny. Listen, if y'all are wondering who this is E-Man from the incredible E-Man After Show that airs every single Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio Network, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. E-Man, why don't you tell them about the show?
I tell you, it was a great show. We had a great time on last night. Hopefully you guys caught that show last night, the E-Man After Show, featuring with Dr. Mandy. You know, she's my co-host, Molly Chocolate Chip. And so we hold it down every Sunday night. We come around the domino table. You know, I formed that show being around the domino table so we can have those kind of, you know, intriguing conversations. We can have those, you know, conversations that, you know, our uncles and our, you know how our uncles and pawpaws and all of them used to sit around the domino table and listen. You sit around the domino table with them old folk, they call out every one of your dominoes before you even play them.
You sure right.
Because they kept it 100, they kept it real, and so it wasn't no faking and shaking. So it's just a metaphor. So that's the kind of conversations we have. You know, we talk about some of everything around the domino table. But we had a great show on last night, Kiel. We thank you for stopping by the E-Man After Show on last night.
I had a blast.
It was a great interview. Yeah.
It was. And I forgot to come in on the domino last night. That was my bad.
It's okay. We had a lot of great feedback on today. But check us out every Sunday night. You know, it's called the After Show because we're coming off the Mandy the Mentor Show at 7 o'clock over there on Blog Talk. And listen, well, that's a great market at 9 o'clock on We Talk Radio Network. Y'all guys,
yes, stay
tuned.
Yes,
we got a great conversation this Sunday night, Kia.
Well,
I'm excited. What you got going on this
Sunday?
I'm excited. What you got going on this Sunday, man? She said she missed it.
I'm quite sure,
this past Sunday.
I'm quite sure you seen it on social media where they was talking about the topic where they was talking about how do you know when a person hadn't been raised right? That's what we're talking about. When do you know when a person hadn't been raised right? You know, when a person walk in your house and they don't speak, you know they ain't raised right. You know what I mean? That's our topic for this Sunday night.
My husband's daughter did that one day. And I had on a purple shirt. And I hit Medea number on him. I said, do you see me? He said, yeah, I see you. I said, I see you too. So we see each other. He said, yeah. I said, did she just walk by us and didn't speak? And I'm sitting there looking like a big purple pink bunny. She couldn't see me.
Look, you know she was raised right, huh?
Look, oh, that's funny.
Look, here's another one, Kia. Here's another one. When your child walk in the house and call you, hey, Kia. Kia?
No.
By your first name.
I saw
you put Mrs. on there.
I saw that going toward her head.
Listen. I saw that rotary dial phone. I saw the cord and everything dialing going towards her head right then and there. Everything. Everything was that. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we talk about.
Wow.
You know a person have been raised right. I mean, I'm old school, you know. I know a person have been raised right when, you know, back in the day, we didn't let women walk on the outside when we was walking on the sidewalk. Because, you know, they played Jackson. We played marbles and all that kind of stuff, you know. And, you know, you walking your little honey from school, you know, down on the playground to play hide and go get it. You know, you didn't let them walk out and outside. You understand what I'm saying?
They
that part, old school.
Go get it.
Old school. Listen,
yeah,
did y'all...
That's what
did,
we
you,
talking
you,
about
you,
this Sunday night.
E-Man, you ain't say nothing about shooting crap. You ain't say nothing about shooting craps. Was you shooting craps?
No. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some of that may turn up to do some snake eyes.
Boy, that's you.
I love it.
Seven
I love
say
it.
It's true. Seven say it's true, E.
Oh, man. Good old days. Good old days, I can never forget. What we really need to do is we need to do like some jacks and some flight kite flying, and we need to go to a park.
Man,
we need to do a picnic. We need to have some fun. And some marble. What? Come on.
Boy,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah, good old days. Good old days.
Yeah,
we need to make it happen. Seriously.
How about
what
you
was that other game
fish,
they call?
Go fish. Oh, I said, how about you go and fish?
Go fish. Red Rover. Let E-Man come over. You remember that? You remember Red Rover?
Yep.
My favorite game. I love Red Rover.
Yeah, y'all remember Tag Is It?
Yeah, man. I remember
that. Every time I tag somebody, I try to tear their shoulder off.
Mm-hmm. And know y'all ladies remember this, where y'all used to, what they call it, hopscotch? Y'all draw the big square.
Hopscotch, double duck.
Mm-hmm. Hula hoop.
Yep.
All of that. My sister was a hula hooping queen. Shout out to Mr. Diddy. She literally was the hula hooping queen. She had everybody beat. For real, she could do it on her arm, she could do it on her neck, she could do it on her head, she could do it the longest, she could put it down to go down to her leg, it wouldn't stop. Like, she could bring it all around her body. Like, she was amazing. Yeah, that girl was bad.
Oh,
yeah, man. Yeah, she was bad, man. She was bad. Yeah, I remember them days. We gotta definitely make it happen, you know, do a day in the park this summer or something like that. You know, speaking of events, And upcoming things, you know, I know one of the things we talked about last night, E-Man, I know you missed it, Fern, so I want to make sure I fill you in on some of the new things that we've got going on. We've got some incredible places that we're going to be this year, where we're going to be doing live broadcasts. Yeah, we're going to be, we'll be asked to come out and do some emceeing. We'll be asked to come out and advertise some incredible businesses right there on site. So we want to, make sure that, you're aware, because I know, you're going to want to go and hang out and
that
be
part.
A part. So I'm going to make sure. Yeah, that
and
part.
You
so
know
I want to make sure. Yeah, buddy. And then I know you have an event with your Pink Ladies group that happens every year. So we want to definitely be a part of that this year. And, and any capacity that you may need us there. So definitely let us know.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah. I will keep you informed.
Yes, yeah,
we want to head over to the Cigar Lounge with E-Man After Show. Hang out.
That part. That part. Shout out to LG Cigars in McKinney. An awesome spot. Definitely, if you're looking for a cigar spot to hang out at any night of the week, LG Cigar Lounge in McKinney is a great spot. So we will be there live doing some live stuff this year. So definitely stay tuned. Come hang out with us, and we'll let you know we're going to be, again, shout out to Southern Soul Radio for all that they do. Shout out to everybody who's tuning in on Southern Soul Radio, Real Talk, everybody who's tuned in around the globe on We Talk Radio Network. Can y'all believe we're heard in so many countries? That still baffles me. I kid you not.
Exactly. I seen crazy. Australia. Crazy. I was like, who's listening to us over there?
In you know Australia, what I mean? Right?
Is the government listening or what? You know?
Look, let them listen. They might figure it out if they listen.
Man.
That part. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I thought because Sunday before you came on, Kia, we talked about, social media outage, and then we talked about Minister Louis Farrakhan endorsing Donald Trump. It was just a question because, you know, I ran the audio that Farrakhan spoke about, and he said, Trump is a gangster. You know, Farrakhan was just being himself. I ran the whole audio, right? And this week I checked the stats. I said, who over there? Is the CIA over there listening to us? What the ham sandwich? But we want to thank them, you know.
Thank you, Australia. You know who else is with us tonight? I got another special surprise for y'all that just creeped his head up in the door. What up, Big Joe?
Big Joe,
what's going on,
family? What's going on?
How you doing, Big Joe?
I'm doing all right. You actually got 1 minute with me. Y'all know how I do.
Body, soul, mind, and soul. Soul, body, and mind. Big Joe. Happy New Year to you, brother.
Happy New Year's to you, too. How's everything been going?
Oh, man, shoot, I couldn't be doing no better.
That part.
I'm blessed.
Real talk.
Blessed, black, and highly favored, as they say. I'm peacock proud, hyena happy, elephant elated, brother. It's 2024.
But I do have to get back in here. I just wanted to say hi to the family and let y'all know I'm still here and we're still working on it. And I love y'all, and I'll talk to you later.
Absolute. Big Joe has a new show coming up real soon. Big Joe, I'll tell them all about it. In addition to mind, body, and soul.
Leave your tire before you leave, Big Joe. Don't forget to sow that seed. Leave your tire before you go.
All right, got
you. You can't stop by church and not leave no offering, brother.
Yeah, you got to at least stop by the collection plate. Yeah,
at least 10%. You know what I'm saying?
At least, at the minimum.
Yes, sir.
Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Fern, get that offer before he pass that dope, Fern. You know they can't leave church unless they get that offer.
That
car.
Let me
hold you drop in that quick. You must come and pay your time. You know what I'm saying?
Let me usher him to that plate, right?
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You come in that quick, Kia, you got to be paying your time. That's the only reason why you're stopping by.
Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? That is funny. Oh, man. Listen,
Big Joe.
I know y'all love.
Good to hear old Big Joe voice. I haven't heard Big Joe for a minute.
It is, and everybody just loves the sound of Big Joe's voice. They love it. They just love it. So y'all can check him out. He's coming back. He got that deep, listen. And you can check him out on Saturdays. His show's coming back real soon. It is Mind, Body, and Soul. And then, of course, on Thursday, and then coming up soon, he's got a new show on Thursday nights where literally he is going to be, you know, he's a minister. So he's going to be breaking down the Bible. and really speaking on in terms of accounts that people can actually understand today, you know, putting it into terms of people's situations today, the actual events of the Bible and how it can relate to today's terms. So I'm actually really excited. I've heard Big Joe break the Bible down several times. I love to hear him minister. So he's dynamic and very powerful. I think Fern has heard him a couple times too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. What is he calling? You know what the show is called, Kia?
You know what? No. Because they're still in. They're still in the planning period for that. So, but I know it'll be on Thursday night. And it's going to be a great show. I'm really excited for it. So we've got, of course, the incredible and amazing Ken and Rye show that aired for many, many, many years here. It started out when they were 8 years old. And I think they went for eight seasons. And so these kiddos are actually graduating from high school this year. So the Ken and Rye, they'll be graduating this year in May. So yay, big congratulations to the both of them. Yes, big congratulations. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome?
Man, I tell you, time flies.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Oh,
and then
God.
Destiny, who's the producer of that show, will be graduating from college this year, going on to law school. So it's just, and she was, I think she was 12 when or 11 when she started producing that show. So, I was really, you know, excited for them to continue to do that show. They were always really excited to bring different types of news. Everybody had their own lane. Somebody did crime stories. Somebody did, you know, it was just awesome. It was awesome to see them excited to do that show each week, you know. And it's awesome to see where they're going to take those skills and the skills they've learned throughout their entire life, and just to see where they're going to take it all. It really is exciting. So congratulations to all of the incredible graduates this year who are graduating from high school or college. It's a big deal. It really is a big deal, for real. They made it through a whole pandemic and got here.
You know, Kia, you know, man, I've been knowing you for a long time. I've been knowing you since all your kids, except for Maja. Now, how old is Maja?
28.
But the other kids, your sister kids, man.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah.
What has been 22 years?
Yes.
Wow.
Been a long time.
Man.
Been a long
man,
time.
My babies are all grown up.
And Maja's 27. My daughter's 20. Maja's 27, not 28. Sorry, she's 27.
Okay, she's the same age as my baby boy.
Yep. I'm telling you, life has been crazy. But I'm gonna tell you, man. If I look back over it, man, and I think things all over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Ha. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you better know.
I got a testimony.
You better know that you know that you know you know.
Very bad. Do you hear me? Real talk. So I'm excited. Fern, I appreciate you coming out tonight. You can check me and Fern back out next week. We're going to bring back After the Lights Go Out, so we'll let you know all about that and when it's coming back. Of course, you can check E-Man out every single Sunday at 9 p.m. and Brand New Day is coming back every single Sunday at 7 p.m. All this is Central Standard Time. And then me, Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, it goes down on the Kia the Unplugged show. I would love, E-Man, since you're here with us, if you would close us out in prayer.
Oh, let's do it. Spirit of the living God, how we just honor you on this day. This has been just a blessed day and a marvelous day. God, we just thank you because you do all things well. We want to thank you tonight, God, for this great show, this honor, Father God, who have allowed us to sit here at these microphones, have blessed different ones hard for 14 years, God, celebrating 14 years. We want to give her flowers while she's living, God. We just pray a blessing over her on tonight. We continue to lift up this station. We want to lift up every listener that's been listening all around the globe. And on tonight, God, that person who logged in and had a bow down here, lift up their bow down here, because when they leave these shows on this network, this positivity network, they could be encouraged, empowered, and uplifted in some type of way. So, Father God, as we go to sleep on this side, we pray, Father God, for a good night rest. And on tomorrow, Father God, as we go throughout our day and throughout our week, we just plead the blood and just cover We Talk Family under the blood. We thank you tonight, God. We just bless your name. And, Father God, we'll continue, because you keep on bringing us through storm after storm after storm. So we don't thank you for what you just does. We just thank you for who you are. And so, Father God, until we meet again next Monday night right here on the Kia D Unplugged Show, be with us. And, Father God, we'll continue to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise that is due. And it's in your Son, Jesus' divine and holy name, we ask it all. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Real talk. Ooh, yes, I feel Lord. Like I was in church on Sunday morning. Did you hear me?
Look here. I almost started shouting.
That part. I felt the power.
Amen. I felt all that.
Okay.
Dude, I appreciate it.
Come back next Monday night. We'll pray again. You know?
I love it.
That part right there.
I love it. Yeah. Shout out to my daughters, my beautiful daughters who are tuned in tonight, Tamaja and Riley. Love you, ladies. They stay up with me on Monday night.
Congratulations, Riley.
Beautiful queen.
Yes.
Congratulations.
My
wrestling star. Yes, my wrestling star.
I got to get with you about that, Kia, you know. When's she going off to school? I mean, when's she going off, Kia? In August. Okay, we got time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got time. Yeah, blessing to her. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's
congratulations,
so sweet.
I tell you.
Thank you.
I seen a post she had on Blue. I seen on social media in Blue. Was that the honoree?
No, she'll be honored tomorrow, actually, in front of the school board and the administrative team, at the board meeting tomorrow. That actually,
oh, it's
she
tomorrow.
Was in.
Okay.
That's tomorrow. She was actually in a fashion show, and this fashion show is for seniors in high school. They do it every year, and she was actually in this fashion show, and that's what that blue dress was about. Now, what's interesting about this fashion show is I emceed this fashion show for the first 5 years of its existence. And my daughter, my oldest daughter, 10 years ago in 2014, was in this same fashion show. And so it was awesome to have Riley. I didn't emcee it this year. I actually got to sit back and be a patron and just see the beautifulness of the dresses. And I feel like, you know, sometimes when you're emceeing or when you're producing, you know, you can't see the fullness of the show because you have to be quick on your feet and be on to the next thing. And so this time I had a true opportunity to enjoy all the dresses and enjoy all the beauty of the show and enjoy my daughter. And it was just awesome. So congratulations to all the ladies and gentlemen, because there were men and women in this fashion show. And they were all high school seniors. And so Riley, of course, being a high school senior, and her best friend Momo were also in it. And they did a wonderful job. Wonderful job. It was wonderful to see them walk down there. Riley just looked, she had her feminine energy, and she was she just looked beautiful. So just very excited to see her do her thing and go off to college. And it's just going to be fun. I'm excited for her. So, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking to her this Monday. We're going to feature her. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're actually going to feature her on the show next Monday, and we're going to be talking to her about, you know, her journey, you know, with wrestling, before wrestling, childhood, all that good stuff. So we're going to talk to her next week. And then the week after that, we're going to talk to my oldest daughter, Tamaja, because, you know, she's a model and she's just doing so many amazing things, holding down motherhood and wifehood and full-time job and modeling and how, you know, all that is at the same time. And you all on my social media, you see all the beautiness that she brings, the beautifulness that she brings. So She's just an amazing young lady as well, so I want to honor her. We also have some incredible guests coming up this year, and it's gonna be good. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm excited to feature some new guests this year.
Awesome.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gonna be a good thing. So I appreciate you all over the globe for tuning in to this incredible show tonight. It is the Kia D Unplugged Show. We are here live every single Monday night. So join us. Don't forget to go to all of our social media pages. Listen, we're doing a huge YouTube push. If you don't do anything else before you go to bed tonight, go to We Talk Radio Network. Two words. We Talk Radio Network on YouTube. Go like, subscribe, like, comment, all that good stuff. We appreciate it. Like, we truly do. And we need that right now. Like, we're doing a huge YouTube push, and that is what we would need. That's what we need. We need you to go do that right now. So support us in any way that you can on all of our platforms, and we appreciate you. We'll continue to support you by bringing the best radio content, the best radio personalities, the best radio topics, the best music, all that good stuff right to your listening ears. So thank you so much for being a part of the show. Again, this is the Kia D Unplugged Show. I'm your girl, Kia D, and I'm joined tonight by E-Man and Fern right here on the Kia D Unplugged Show on We Talk Radio Network, where we talk. We listen.
We take action.
Thank you. We'll see y'all next Monday night.
Good night, everybody.
To catch you when you fall. If I could be swift to change the lane. If I could be motionless through the pain. If you could be the one to hold me up. If you could be driver of my chariot. If you could be love's seductive way. If you could be my love all day. If you could be the messenger first. If you could be the one that teaches truth.
With what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.